Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 21st of October. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. At least one person has been killed and eight others injured, four of them critically, after powerful winds swept through towns north of Paris yesterday afternoon. The storm hit the municipality of Ermont and surrounding towns, tearing off roofs and toppling cranes. Social media videos have captured the destruction as emergency crews deployed 80 firefighters and 50 police officers to the affected areas. While French newspaper Le Parisien described the event as a tornado, local authorities referred to it as strong winds and urged residents to avoid unnecessary travel. Emergency crews are still on the scene. In other news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy begins a five-year jail sentence today for illegally accepting Libyan campaign funding in 2007. Sarkozy, convicted of criminal conspiracy involving the late dictator Muammar Gaddafi, will be held at La Santé prison in Paris. Sarkozy has appealed, calling the verdict an injustice. The top US envoys to the Middle East met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday after weekend violence threatened to wreck a fragile US-brokered ceasefire in Gaza. Both sides insist they remain committed to the ceasefire, and US President Trump, who helped broker the deal, told reporters in Washington that as far as he was concerned, it was still in effect. US President J.D. Vance and his wife are expected to arrive in Israel today for further talks. And back to local news, the new Grand Duke and Grand Duchess will make their first official foreign trips later this month, visiting two of Luxembourg's neighbouring countries. The couple will meet Belgium's King and Queen in Brussels on October the 24th, before travelling to Berlin 3 days later to meet German Federal President Steinmeier and his wife. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel will join both visits, which aim to strengthen ties with Luxembourg's closest neighbours. Meanwhile, Luxembourg City has confirmed it spent nearly €5 million on the two-day throne accession festivities, with the state contributing an additional €3.6 million. City Mayor Lydie Polfer told the Municipal Council on Monday that the biggest expense was the 360-degree stage for Saturday's concert on the Glacis. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. We have six Champions League matches today. The early kickoffs at 18:45 see Barcelona host Olympiacos and Kairat taking on Paphos. Then at 9 p.m, it's a busy evening with Newcastle welcoming Benfica, PSV facing Napoli, Union Saint-Gilloise playing Inter, and Bayer Leverkusen hosting Paris Saint-Germain in what promises to be the standout clash of the night. Here in Luxembourg, FC Differdange have moved top of the table with a dominant 3-0 win over Swift Hesper on Sunday. The only unbeaten team in the league, they now lead F91 Dudelange with two games in hand, putting them on course for a third straight title. Today promises to be overcast with mostly cloudy skies and localised rain showers throughout the day. In the morning, we can also expect some strong wind gusts of 41 to 42 kilometres an hour to really make us aware we have entered autumn. Temperatures start off at 9 to 11 degrees in the morning, rising to 12 to 14 degrees later on.